from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They're not the biggest spenders, but they're not cheap. And yet, defensively, they're always elite. Yet they're completely, utterly inept on one side of the ball. That's on the head coach. He's run through coordinators. He's run through quarterbacks. That's on Mike Tomlin. They are awful. They are just inept offensively. Young, old, Mason Rudolph, doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are running for their lives. So this is Mike Tomlin's culture. It's his locker room. It's his offensive coordinator. It's his responsibility. I haven't been good for like 7 years.
Ouch. But where's the lie? I don't see a lie. That, of course, was Colin Cowherd. He hosts a very popular national radio show, and he is one of the very few national media members who ever gets on Mike Tomlin's case. And I think everything he said was right. Here's the problem. There's no ramifications. I would like to sit here and say, okay, this year is a big one. This year, we're really going to find out. Russ Wilson's won a Super Bowl. Justin Fields has all kinds of talent. It's probably going to be Russ. But those are your two quarterbacks. Significant upgrade over last year. And then maybe the biggest upgrade that you've made all offseason is you hired Arthur Smith and you used to have Matt Canada. So I'd like to say, okay, this year's going to be telling. Can Mike Tomlin figure out the offense? If not, .. It could be the end. It won't be the end. So now we just need to hope that this is a step in the right direction of the Steelers being a modern offense and putting up some points. And I'd like to say, if not, something could happen. No, it's just going to be telling for us. If you can't be better offensively with this, when are you going to get better offensively?
I mean, it screams complacency, as we sit here. And if we're talking about, and the Steelers are talking about, hey, let's be better than we were last year, is that really the barometer of what you really should be going off of? And that's the acceptance of, I think, Mike Tomlin over the years, is that we're never going to bottom out. He's going to keep us in the fight. And you never know, once you're in the fight, what could happen and how that could transpire into wins or even making it through the playoffs, a championship, or a Super Bowl. So I think that that's how the Steelers look at it. And we know, like, if you look around the NFL over the last 40 years, like, it is hard to find consistency with the head coaching spot in the NFL. And the Steelers are the number one, probably, franchise in sports that harp on that consistency at the head coach spot. I mean, 3 head coaches in 60 years. Like, we all know the stat. We all know that that's how the Steelers operate. So I think that the complacency of being in the fight is okay with the Steelers organization, because if you're in the fight, then you have a chance. But is that the expectancy for the Steelers, if that makes sense? Like, should that be a team and a franchise that has won many, many Super Bowls in different eras? Hasn't won one in, you know, since 2008. Should it be, oh, we are better this year than we were last year? Or should it be, no, we have the right nucleus and the right staff and the right players to actually win a Super Bowl? I think that's even in the discussion anymore, which is crazy.
Just get better. It's time to win a playoff game. That's pretty crazy. Much what Art Rooney II said.
Yeah.
We got to win a playoff game. Been too long since we won a playoff game. Well, that should not be the standard. It'd be better, but better is not where you need to be.
Right.
I'd love to sit here and say, you know what? It's not really fair to criticize Mike Tomlin for the last couple of years as far as the offense is concerned, because you had a rookie quarterback in Kenny Pickett, and you just needed to take your lumps there, and you needed to find ways to win. They did do that, 14-10 with Kenny Pickett as a starter, and my man threw, what, 6 touchdowns or whatever it is. But you do have to criticize Tomlin, because that pick's not getting made if Tomlin's not signing off on it. Mike Tomlin's the one that said it was a competition. Now we're going back 2 years, and yet never gave Kenny Pickett reps. Shoehorns Kenny in the middle of a game where he didn't practice with the first team that week. Decided that Mitch Trubisky was the answer before Kenny Pickett. Last year, turned to Mitch Trubisky ahead of Mason Rudolph. And all the while, I said after Ben's final season, move on from Matt Canada. All of that has to fall under the umbrella of Mike Tomlin didn't do a good enough job. The only time that that offense was good in Ben's final year with Canada was in 2-minute situations at the end of halves and at the end of games. And that's when Matt Canada got cut out. So when Ben left, I said, that guy's offense doesn't work. Ben's offense worked. So get rid of him too. It didn't happen. I feel like the Mike Tomlin defenders, the ones that are out there, and a lot of them in the national media with Colin Cowherd being on the outside, they will say, look, they lost Ben and they've been trying to figure it out. Well, it's his job to figure it out. And offensively, I do think they've hired the right guy, but they hired him too late. And this is just going to be a version of that on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They want to keep turnovers down. They want to win with defense. Can you do that today? I don't know.
I don't think so. But I know one thing, that if this looks similar to the last couple of years, at the end of the day, there's only one finger to point, you know, and there's only one person to really stand there being pointed at. Like, you know, we've blamed Kenny. We've blamed Matt Canada. We've blamed Randy Faitner. We've blamed Ben Roethlisberger of being old. But what's the common thread here? I mean, if this doesn't work now, it's hard not to point the finger at Mike Tomlin and his philosophy and what he wants to do. It really is. And that's – and like you said, you know, to really wrap this around, there's no repercussion for it.
No repercussions. But I'm hoping – that if, well, what I'm really hoping is that they score points and win games and everybody's happy. But short of that, the offense is bad. I'm hoping that the Rich Eisens of the world, the Mike Greenbergs of the world, everyone in the national media will finally say, okay, there's a problem going on in Pittsburgh, the way that Colin Cowherd has accurately portrayed that there's a problem going on in Pittsburgh. I think Colin's really good at radio. I think a lot of the times he misses the mark on stuff, and he says a lot of things for shock value. That is the industry, particularly on the national stage. I do happen to think in this instance, this particular one, this very specific one, he has nailed it. And at the end of the year, if we look down and you see the Steelers are in the mid-20s in offensive production, points, yards, whatever, I hope the national media starts realizing that Mike Tomlin is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do happen to think, I laid it all out there, Trubisky and Rudolph and Canada and Kenny and yada yada. I think there's a chance if the Ayuk stuff doesn't go down, one of the things we're going to throw on there is the trading of Deontay Johnson as a big misstep offensively.
Yes.
And you've nailed that from day one. Maybe the lack of a plan, and that could be Omar Khan, but this screamed Mike Tomlin decision from the get-go. He just didn't think he could work with that guy in the locker room. But now you wind up cutting off your nose to spite your face, because while Russ Wilson's getting sacked for the third time, there's Van Jefferson 3 inches off the line because he can't get off a press man coverage.
Right, right. I would love to have a heart-to-heart with Ryan Clark right now, what he thinks of Mike Tomlin's job.
Ooh.
Like, that's somebody who has played for the guy, has won with the guy, but also Ryan Clark does a very good job of staying modern and understanding the dynamics of coaching and what the NFL and what teams do that are successful, what teams do that aren't successful. Like, if we could, if Ryan Clark could be asked the question, like, do you really think that Mike Tomlin at this point in his career is the right guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers? I really wonder what he would say.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Because if you look, it's not hard to just look through the glass and see the Chiefs clearly. Not hard to look through the glass and see the Bengals and see all these other AFC teams that are doing things a certain way. And Mike Tomlin's really the only coach that does things the opposite way, and it hasn't been working. Like
Pete Carroll got pushed out. Bill Belichick, he got pushed out.
And I understand that John Harbaugh is very similar to Mike Tomlin, but John Harbaugh has made appropriate moves that are significant.
Yeah, they don't throw the ball all over the yard, but they understand that in order to win, you've got to score points.
Yes.
And when you look up in the top 10, while Lamar Jackson's been there, they're scoring points. Now, it all hasn't always translated into the playoffs. Okay, fair enough. But they're winning divisions. They're getting to the playoffs when their quarterback stays healthy and they're scoring points. You got to score points. Here's a text. Morning, guys. Life without a franchise quarterback is rough. Yeah, it is. But if I don't have a franchise quarterback, or I've got one that I think could be a franchise quarterback, a rookie quarterback from the University of Pittsburgh, I'm going to do everything I can to give that guy the assets to grow and succeed. Look at Miami, and we'll get into Tua later. There's some Tua stuff out there with Brian Flores, formerly of this parish. They give Tua Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
They draft another wide receiver. They get him a left tackle. Tua didn't look good. And then all of a sudden, bang.
Yep.
What do the Bengals do? They go out and they draft a guy that he's familiar with, Joe Burrow, and his college buddy in Ja'Marr Chase. They go out. They get T. Higgins. Philadelphia, couple of years, not great with Jalen Hurts. What do? Oh, let's go get him A.J. Stinkin' Brown. Unless you've got Pat Mahomes, you got to surround your good young quarterback with good young talent. Look at what Houston's done this offseason.
Titans.
Look at what the Titans have done. Yeah.
Look at the Jaguars. I mean, every team is doing it, and I think it's not something that's like calculus. Like, you want to surround your young quarterback, your franchise quarterback, and especially if they're on a rookie deal, with talent.
Yes.
That's how you win.
And you know what the Steelers have done? And they've got great defensive players. They've spent all their money on the defensive side of the ball. And maybe that'll change with a Brandon Ayuk. And you're going to pay, we would think, Pat Freiermuth in the coming days or weeks here. But the Steelers not only had a young quarterback, they had an offensive coordinator that was young in the industry, in the NFL, never done it before. And you had young pieces all around Kenny Pickett. So it wasn't just a young quarterback. It was a young offense. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, can't be so easily combed over with, it's hard without a franchise quarterback. Well, surround your guy, whomever he is, franchise quarterback or not, with good players. Is Geno Smith a franchise quarterback? I don't think. Good player. But you know what? Wasn't good before. didn't have weapons with the New York Jets. You send him to Seattle, and he's got Metcalf, and he's got Tyler Lockett, and they go out and they get Jackson Smith and Jigba, and all of a sudden, the guy looks pretty good.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield gets to throw the ball to Mike Evans. All of a sudden, the guy looks pretty good. And the Steelers did not invest enough on that side of the ball. So I think Cowherd nailed it. There will be no ramifications here if the offense stinks. But maybe, just maybe, the national media will get on board.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.